Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
And Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Since 1936, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community. And as your trusted energy advisor, they're always here to help. Connect online at MTE.com or just download the My MTE app. We're talking about the Rutherford County Schools with the school board today. And school board member Butch Vaughn is joining us. And a lot to talk about, a lot going on with our school system. And Butch, I guess the newness is worn off and you know everything you need to know now, right?
Okay, Brian, I wish I had a course in boardmanship, you know, because, man, it's like every week it's something. But, yeah, it's been a good experience. And, you know, to be part of the school system like Rutherford County, you know, we've got the, I feel like we've got the best school system in the state of Tennessee. And I've been able to see a lot of schools across the state and southeast, and I just hadn't seen many any better than Rutherford County.
You know, you've obviously had a lot of experience within the school system, grew up in it, coached and taught in it, was a principal in the system, and, you know, there's something to be said about that. There aren't many like you and me that have come up through the system and stayed here and all that anymore. You know, we've got a lot of people that have moved in now.
Oh, man, it's, you know, you don't realize it until when I ran for school board. It was amazing to me how many people were new to the area. You know, of course, I knew all the old folks in town, but, man, it just I was just shocked how many new people we had. I knew there's a lot, but and you know the thing, Brian, that really we've got a huge growth in the ESL students, yeah. Students that can't speak English, and boy, I tell you, that's been a real challenge of trying to find teachers for them. And I mean, just it's tremendous growth, especially in Smyrna and Laverne area. But those schools have really done a good job in handling, you know, that. I just always thought, man, it's really a challenge to try to teach a kid that doesn't know how to speak English. Mm-hmm. You know, they have to take them from nothing, really, and get them where they do. They do a phenomenal job.
To think about, I mean, and that's a challenge that continues to grow, and I'm sure there's always the challenge of finding teachers too, but that's a special skill set that makes it even more difficult to find enough to teach ESL, I would think.
Right. It's a different way of teaching. I mean, you know, you're right, the skill set for those people they're just special folks, and I look at those people like I do the special ed teachers and the aides and all, they're just special people. Yeah. I mean, they have to, you have to have compassion for those kids because, you know, the kids, a lot of them want to learn, but they just struggle to learn. And, people don't realize, I don't think, but if you want to see how great this school system is, look at the, the state scores that, achievement scores have come out from all the school systems across the state, and I'm telling you, we're at the top in everything. And you know, it's amazing to me, we've got the recognized Dr. John Ash at Central Magnet was recognized as the number one high school middle school in the state of Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And
they're up there nationally too,
right? I think 13th, maybe something like that. And Dr. Clark Blair at McFadden is recognized as the number one elementary school in the state. You know, it says a lot when you got the two of the best. You got the best high school, middle school, and elementary school in the state of Tennessee. It says a lot, and you know, it says a lot for Dr. Sullivan, Dr. Jimmy Sullivan. You know, he's unified the school system, and he's hired some really good people, and you know, the challenge that they've had to meet, you know, it's really I'm just amazed and proud to be part of it. And you know, I saw where Vandy Van Meter and Stan Vaught, who is one of the board members, gave $6,000, and Parks Realty and Auction gave $6,000 donation to Atlas, which is a homeless group.
Oh, wow.
And, boy, I thought, man, that's the kind of thing it takes. You know, it's a community thing. And I know one thing that I'm really wanting to do in my time on the board is to improve the vocational ed, the CDC programs. And I think that to do that, you know, I want to bring all the people that have, all the stakeholders, to put a little bit of skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing John Floyd with, who's the number one home builder in the state. When I was at Oakton, you know, we got together and worked out a deal, and he built the construction corps building at Oakland. It didn't cost the county or taxpayers any money at all. And I really want to see more of that. Because these people are the ones that benefit from it, Brian.
Sure.
You know, the better we educate our kids, the better quality of people they're going to be able to hire. And, you know, that's really what education is all about. You know, you and I lived here and grew up here. And, you know, we got a good enough education to be able to do what we do. And the opportunity is there for these kids. You know, we just need to give them, if a kid wants to go to college, let's prepare them to go to college. But the ones that aren't or don't want to, let's teach them a skill where they can go out and be productive mm-hmm. citizens.
Well, I mean, we're seeing that more people are going that route just because the biggest thing is the cost.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
right.
if you can leave high school with a set of skills where you can make, you know, $25-$30 an hour, maybe even a salaried position right out of the gate, you know, instead of going into hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. And so,
right.
You know, we're seeing there are going to be some big changes in higher education, surely. And, you know, I see places like the Tennessee Technology Center really taking shape and changing the way we do that kind of thing. So,
well, you know, the great thing is the new head of the state is a Riverdale graduate, and we've met and talked with him, and he's all on board about working together, you know, to get to do that. But the success that he's had is because of the education he's got. And, you know, he realizes the value of this vocational education. And
well, I said Tennessee Technology Center, and that shows my age, because it's Tennessee College of Applied Technology, or
right,
TCAT. So.
Right, TCAT.
But
TCAT,
it used to be that.
Right. You and I knew that, but it basically does the same thing.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity for kids. And but the TCAT, it's so hard to get in there. There's such a large waiting list to get in there that we're hoping to work together to be able to get our kids part of that program.
Yeah, I mean, if you can do that, you know, junior, senior year of high school, I mean, and come out with the same skill set.
Right.
I mean, we're doing that with, like, Motlow and things like that, and even MTSU to take college courses. So, I mean, that seems like a natural progression.
Oh, yeah, it's just I'm just glad to get for the – I'm looking forward to the new moving forward, working with them, because, boy, they've done a tremendous job.
Butch Vaughn with us here this morning, Rutherford County School Board member. Going back to, you know, the achievements of the school system, just last week it was announced that two-thirds of all the schools in Rutherford County, which are 48, two-thirds of those schools are level 5, you know, in terms of testing and stuff. And whatever you think about the testing part of it and whatnot, that's a pretty remarkable thing.
Oh, it's a, you know, it's difficult to get a level five, and that's the highest you can get. And I mean, it's you know, it just goes to say to show the leadership I think that Dr. Sullivan has shown, and that the people he's hired and the going around and visiting all the schools since I'm a new board member, just to meet the principals and all, and let them know who I am. Every single one of them haven't had the first negative thing ever said about him, and every single one of them supports him. And that's to me what leadership's all about. He lets them do their job, and you know, he does whatever it takes to help them. And you know, the people he's got at the central office are just, in my opinion, just probably second to none.
I know you're the Zone 6 Rutherford County School Board member, but you mentioned going around to all the schools. I mean, you're, what, 1/7? Are there 7 or 6 of you?
Seven.
Yeah. So you're 1/7 of what represents the board for all the schools. So even though you're, when a particular zone or several county commission districts, I mean, it's just as important what's happening in Smyrna and Laverne to the system as it is what happens at Central Magnet, for instance.
Right. Yeah, you know, it. That's the thing. The 7 of us, you know, and we try to work together to do what's best for the whole system. And, you know, we've got some challenges coming up, you know, with one about funding is the biggest problem. We've got to do something to increase funding, because the demands to build schools is just, we're behind the number of schools that need to be built. But in just to keep up, we're going to have to build a school a year, just about. We've got the new middle school and elementary school at the Beatty property coming on board. It's going to be nice, but we've got to find a way to build a high school in the north end of the county. That's one of the biggest challenges we got. And another thing, we got the rezoning coming up, and I think one of the best things Dr. Sullivan did was they've hired an outside company to do the zoning. And I think they've done a really good job. You know, when you zone people, not everybody's going to be happy. But looking at the rezoning, I don't think we've got to make any changes in anything, but maybe a little bit of the high school zones.
Yeah.
It just shows how good a job they've done.
I'm sure you'll hear from some of those folks who aren't as happy, you know, but then that's just the way that it goes. But I don't know how you fix that. When you talk about a new the need for a high school in North Rutherford County, I know the biggest challenge has been finding a piece of property big enough to do that. I mean, are there areas you're looking into? I know Laverne was one, but finding property in Laverne's been very hard.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, you got to build. You got to find, it's got to be probably at least 65 acres because of all the athletic fields and everything like that and the size of the high school. But yeah, the problem is being able to locate land that's of that size, but then it's got to meet the quality of, you got to look at the roads that go in and out. You got to look at the quality of the land. Is it suitable? How much are you going to have to spend to prepare it for building? You know, if it's rocky and got hills on it and all like that, it's not going to work. So finding Trey Lee has really been looking hard and about finding land. And
sewer's pretty important too with that, isn't it?
Oh man, it's huge. And that's another thing too, you know, that you've got to it got to somehow or another be on the sewer, because it's just a huge thing. And to find those type of qualities is difficult. And there's some places that we're looking at, but it's just very few and far between. And finding people that want to sell,
you know,
that's the thing. Maybe for Christmas somebody will donate us a bunch of land for free.
You know, this topic actually came up with someone who was here on the air this week, and you know, they made a good point, and I think it's one where, well, let's say Rutherford County Schools does have interest in your property. Most people see, well, that's the government wanting property, and they get the big eye, and you know, and the property price is like out of range. And so I don't know how you fix that unless you have someone secretly going around to check. I don't even know if that's legal or what, but you know, I've never thought about it that way, but it makes sense.
Well, you know, they found some land they turned down because it was too expensive.
Yeah.
Couldn't afford it. And nobody wants to pay taxes, but it's something you got to do if you're going to continue the quality of education that we have. We got to pay taxes. And one of the reasons that the quality of life here has been so good is because of the industry and the businesses that have been brought in. And in order to keep bringing people in like that, companies, we got to be able to have workers that are skilled to what they need. And all that takes money. So, you know, there's some challenges coming.
Sure.
So, you know, and again, you know, the seven of us working together trying to do what's best is really a challenge. But, you know, it's one that I guess God prepared us for times such as this.
Yeah.
You know.
Butch Vaughn with us, Rutherford County School Board, joining in today. One of the mechanisms that the board has been looking at to help with, you know, maybe extra funding and things of that nature is the foundation, I think.
Right.
Is that still continuing to progress?
That's you know, we pretty well stole the idea from Murfreesboro City Schools.
Yeah.
They've done a great job in doing that. And that's one that we're hoping to do that, to get it. We're hoping we can be as successful with it as Murfreesboro City has been. And I want to reach out and talk to Greg Lyles. Greg was a instrumental part of doing that. And, you know, he's a resource that we need to tap into. But, yeah, that's the thing that we really need. And I think that's where the stakeholders get involved. We really need that. So WGNS can be a big player in that, too. You know, we'll sign you up to be But really, you know, y'all meant a whole lot to this county, and, you know, it takes all of us, really. It's a community, and we've got to just work with each other and help with each other in doing that. And, you know, I'd really just like the people to support, you know, what we're trying to do. You know, we're not going to make everybody happy, but, you know, we've got seven people that really want to do what's best for the schools and for our county.
Butch, one final thing. Athletics is that's kind of doing all the football, basketball, softball, baseball, all the athletics that go on here in Rutherford County. And I'm glad that you are on the school board, because I know that you have a heart for that. I mean, you coached. You know what it means to kids, and you know, it's fun to see. For the 27th year in a row, we'll have a team playing in the Final Four at least. So that's pretty crazy, isn't it?
You know, Brian, that athletics, you know, football season sets a tone for the whole school year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just an exciting time. And to see our kids play at the level they have for so long. You know, we got three teams in the quarterfinals playing tonight. It's a shame two of them are playing each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like you say, for what, 20-something years in a row, we've had teams in the semifinals, and we're going to do it again this year. And it's just, we got great coaches. I'm telling you, Coach Creasy at Oakland and the Kreisky brothers at Blackman and Riverdale, they just, you know, they're just really special people. And the thing about people don't realize, they like to win, but really they're teaching their kids character and about being men, right, being young men, and being responsible. I know that Oakland, Coach Creasy is, had to take disciplinary action on some of his players. He didn't have to, he wasn't forced to do it. He did it because he knew that they needed to learn a lesson. And so they'd like to win, but they're raising and teaching good young men too.
But, and that's all sports, whether it's volleyball or softball. I mean, all those sports really give these kids a something to be involved in that they're passionate about. And, you know, I think it's really important. So, and I think the majority of the school board understands the importance. I know when you're talking about building athletic fields and all these kinds of things that come with that, it's crucially important to the life of especially high schoolers, but even on the middle school level, to have those particular things to make the whole middle school, high school experience complete, you know. And so it's pretty special. Butch, as always, thank you for coming in this morning. I love it when we get a chance to talk. Hope you have good holidays coming up.
You do the same, and stay warm tonight. You, yep, and John need to get a heater to take with you.
Well, soon. Hopefully the heat will work in the press box. We'll see. We'll have a little heater, maybe some Long Johns.
Right. So. Yeah, that's the main thing. Just, it's hard to pull for one or the other, but, you know, just hope they both play well.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, that's win that state championship.
There you go. Maybe we can see one of those two and Stewart's Creek in the finals. That'd be awesome. So
I tell you what, I hope the weather at Chattanooga's better than it was a year ago.
Oh, goodness. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us today.
Yes, sir.